This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
The U.S. Supreme Court heard oral arguments this week in a case regarding religious charter schools, specifically focusing on the constitutionality of states funding religious charter schools. The case centers around Oklahoma's approval of St. Isidore of Seville Catholic Virtual School, which would be the nation's first publicly funded religious charter school. The Supreme Court's decision could have significant implication for states and the funding of public education. With us now is Corey DeAngelis. He is a senior fellow at the American Culture Project and a visiting fellow at the American Institute for Economic Research. Corey, it's a pleasure to have you back on the show again, my friend.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
So the Oklahoma Statewide Charter School Board versus Drummond case challenges Oklahoma's decision, basically. And they're saying, you know, this is challenging the approval of this charter school, which would make it the first publicly funded religious charter school in the country, correct?
Yes, that's exactly right. I think we're going to win this case. It's pretty clear cut. In 2020, there was a Supreme Court case called Espinoza v. Montana dealing with the school choice program, and we won that case. And Chief Justice John Roberts, who's the swing vote apparently in this current case, had said at the time, quote, "A state need not subsidize private education, but once it decides to do so, it cannot exclude schools solely because they are religious," end quote. That's exactly what Oklahoma is doing. So they initially approved the Catholic charter school, and then the attorney general sued and tried to stop it. And the attorney general is a total hypocrite, by the way. He sent his own kids to private school, a religious school, and now he's fighting against other families having that same kind of opportunity. And so they ended up reversing the decision and getting rid of that charter school and didn't grant them the ability to open because they were religious. So this is simple discrimination. It's a violation of the free exercise clause of the First Amendment. And I think we're going to win the case 5-3. You may be wondering, why doesn't that add up to 9? Well, Amy Coney Barrett recused herself from this case because of her affiliation with Notre Dame University and the people that work there. So I think we don't need her vote anyway. So it should be a 5-3 decision with the three liberals siding against religious families and schools. But yeah, I think we're going to win, and that'll open up the door to religious charter schools basically all across the country. I think there's about 47 or 48 states that have charter school laws on the books, North Dakota being a new state to add charter schools this year. And that's going to unleash education freedom. You'll have more options on the table than you had before, which now will include religious options once it goes our way. And the real reason that this had to go to the Supreme Court, the question at hand is whether a charter school in a locality is a government-run institution.
Right.
And there are some places that have government-run charter schools, including in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, they have some that are run by the government. But the one question in Oklahoma, they're privately operated. Just because you have a public label in your state on a charter school doesn't make it a government-run institution. So, again, I think it'll go our way. It's another win on school choice, or will be, coming off after we've had 16 states now just at the governor's mansion yesterday in Texas with Governor Greg Abbott signing into law the biggest day one school choice victory in U.S. history. We just got a universal school choice bill across the finish line in Texas. That's the 16th state to do so. They're all red states in the past 4 years. So there's a lot of momentum. The wind is at our backs. And it's a great time to be a school choice advocate.
We'll of course need to fix our governor's race, our governor's mansion rather, and to get that here in Kansas, because with Laura Kelly, that'll never happen. But
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
The key here is, you know, whether or not states can fund these religious charter schools without violating the First Amendment's Establishment Clause, which prohibits the government from establishing or endorsing a religion. That's why this is such a key decision, because if the Supreme Court sides with them, it then would allow that. And I don't think this does in any way violate the Establishment Clause, does it? Because you're not endorsing a particular religion. As long as a state doesn't say, well, we will fund the Catholic school, but not the Muslim school, for example, then it would. But otherwise, it's not, correct?
Exactly. So they have to, the ruling would say that you cannot pick and choose which religions are okay and which are not. That would be a violation of the Establishment Clause. That would be the government putting their thumb on the scale and saying we can only have Catholic schools. That's not it. That's not the issue here in this case. They're saying you are a Catholic school, so therefore you are religious and you cannot open. So it would open the door for all types of religious schools to open, which currently is okay in the pure private sector today. You can have private religious schools of all types. So it wouldn't change that, but it would change it for the charter schools within different states. So that's one case. There was another case last week or 2 weeks, or the week before this one, a couple weeks ago, that came out of Maryland, of all places, and had to do with allowing families to opt out of gender ideology.
Yes, I saw this story. That was a huge story because the difference in most of these is it's opt-in. This is the state wasn't allowing kids to opt out of this stuff.
Exactly, and they used to. District used to allow families to do it. They got lobbied by the trans groups, I guess. And now they force families to have their kids in these institutions they vehemently disagree with, that goes against their deeply held religious beliefs. I'd say the government school system itself discriminates against religious families all across the country, even without these kind of classes, because you got to make a choice, and the choice to not have religion, that is that goes against families' deeply held religious beliefs too. If they want to raise their kids with a religious moral compass and worldview, you can't send your kids to the government schools. You have to pay out of pocket, and that's not fair to religious families. So I think they should take it a step further and not just allow the families to opt out of the system. They should also be able to take their money with them to a private school that aligns with their values. That would have a far-reaching impact of having school choice all across the country. I don't think that'll be where the decision goes with that case, but at the very least, the families are going to be able to opt out. I think it even goes 7-2 maybe with Kagan showing some sympathy for the families of one of the liberal justices on that decision.
I think you're right. I watched bits of the coverage of that, and I think you're right. I think they're gonna side with that one as well. Corey, I appreciate you. Thank you again. I know it was kind of a last minute for when I reached out to you via Twitter to have you come on, but I appreciate you coming on. If folks want to reach out, I know you've got a book out, The Parent Revolution, Rescuing Your Kids from the Radicals Running Our Schools. That's available on Amazon. And if folks want to connect with you, they can find you on X at DeAngelis Corey, correct?
Absolutely. And that book was endorsed by Trump and it hit the USA Today bestseller list. And it's 50% off on Amazon right now. They only have a few available at that price. So if you want to check it out, The Parent Revolution.
Brother, I appreciate you as always. Thank you for joining us, my friend.
Thanks so much. Good talking to you.